Thank you for listening to the Streams Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. We are a community that strives to know Jesus and make him known. If you like our podcast, subscribe and leave us a great rating on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy.
All right, all right. Grab a seat, everybody. Grab a seat. So much fun stuff going on. How is everybody today? Let's try that again. How is everybody today? Yes. Yes. Well, if you are new with us, we are very happy that you are here. And we actually have a little gift bag for you there in the back. So make sure to stop at the welcome booth and grab a little goodie bag on your way out. There's a little free Chick-fil-A in there for you. And yes, welcome to Streams. We're happy to have you. A couple quick announcements. Gary Kinnaman is going to be our guest speaker next Sunday. So we are very happy to have him. He pastored a church in Mesa, and he's written several different books. He is an amazing pastor and kind of a spiritual leader in this area. So I was delighted when he accepted to come and speak next week. So make sure to come and check that out. You can invite some friends. And then coming up on June 8th at 7 p.m., it is going to be a ladies' event. There's no cost to attend. It'll be here in the Ministry Center. So you can come check that out, and it'll be a little recap of the women's retreat. So even if you didn't have a chance to go to the women's retreat, now is your chance to get a little caught up to speed. So anyways, we have that. And then youth camp. Where's the youth in the house? Woo! Two of you guys. I know there's way more. Okay, any graduates in the house? I saw a lot of... There's Josh. Yep, there we go. Anyhow, we have a pool kickoff tonight, and then youth camp. You want to register online June 19th to the 23rd. We're going to California, hitting the beach, hitting Knott's Berry Farm. It's going to be a great time. And then lastly, where's the guys in the house? Men's retreat. Yes, August. You want to plan that out, put it in your calendar, and there's still two more weeks, or two or three, after Father's Day, then the price bumps up. So you want to make sure to register, and if you really, really want to go, but finances is a problem, then come find me, and we can maybe talk about some scholarship funds. So anyways, it's going to be a great time. So that is the announcements. Welcome, welcome. I'm going to be sharing about orphans and widows, and we are in part two of this. And so I am very honored to share this because this is a real personal topic for me. And I know there's a lot of people here who have lost their parents or single men and women who are widows. And this is just a really important heartbeat to Jesus. And so if you are here, we just want to honor you. And I'll put this out there. If there is needs that you have as a single parent or a widow, we need to know about that. If there's something that maybe you're having a difficult time catching up with, housework or whatever it might be, it is our job as the church to help care for you, to care for the needy, to care for the orphans and the widows. So I would love to be made aware of that. And I appreciate everybody's generosity because we have a fund set aside in order to do that. So thank you for your generosity. But last week I shared the verse in James 1:27. This is kind of our theme verse that we talked about. But it says, religion that our God, our Father accepts is pure and faultless. And it's this, it's to look after the orphans and the widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. And last week I says, you know what, I am a product of God's grace and I am a product of some very special people who took on this mission. Who Jesus changed their life, they looked at the scripture and they said, yes, we are going to make a call to that. And I am very honored because the people who raised me are here in this church. My parents, Carol and Dave, give them a huge hand. Love you guys. I got you flowers. They They did an amazing job raising us when my father passed away, and is my father's sister, but I am proud to call them parents, and I'm blessed to have my biological parents who are home in heaven, as well as my parents here. And I have another special guest. My sister and her family, Jeremy, are in town from Florida, so make sure to welcome them. I'm so honored to have them. So proud of you, sister. Oh. So today is a little more of an advanced message, and it's important for us to look at what Jesus talks about. And so not only does he talk about orphans and widows, but I think what you'll be fascinating to find, we're going to cover the passage in Isaiah 58, is there's so many other blessings that God weaves into what it looks like when we do care for those who are in need. And so if there's people here today and you're struggling physically, this is a message for you. If there's people who are struggling and just want God to answer a prayer or feel his presence, knowing that his presence is near, this message is for you. If there's people here that you need God's protection, you need an answer from God, or maybe you're struggling with purpose and you're like, I'm not sure what direction to take, this message is for you. So I want to dive right into it. If you will turn with me to Isaiah 58, we're going to start in verse 6, and I apologize, Danielle, this is like directly in your, this little wood stare. It'll be gone tomorrow, but shout out to Oasis Church, they let us borrow this baptismal, so happy for that. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for just your blessing. Thank you for your spirit. And God, we do pray that you would just open up our ears to really understand what you have to say. God, I also just want to honor and thank the military as it's Memorial Day coming up tomorrow, God. We thank you for those who have sacrificed and for the family that's been left behind. I just pray that your love and your grace and your compassion would just right now hold. I know there's people right here who have lost loved ones. And so, Lord, we thank you for the freedom that we have in this country. And God, we just pray that you would just be with the family. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, verse 6, it starts out saying this. So as we go, I want you to pay attention to what God tells us our part is and then what God says that he will do in return. So starting in chapter 6, it says, no, this kind of fasting is what I want. So fasting is talking about like a spiritual practice. He's saying, more than just prayer and fasting, I want you to participate to free those who are wrongly imprisoned, to lighten the burdens of those who work for you. So if you're a boss or a manager, treat your people well. It says, let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. I want to give a shout out to Paul and Sherry. I know they don't even want a shout out, but they visit the prisons. And we are honored to help support, again, by your generosity, a ministry called the Longside Ministries. And what this does is this pairs up people who are incarcerated, who are about to be released. And Paul and Sherry mentor and almost disciple these people through that transition. It's an amazing ministry. And if you are interested in that, I want to point them to them. But this is what the Bible's talking about, helping those who are in need like that. Verse 7, it says, share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them, and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Then, look at that, then your salvation will come like the dawn. Your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord, imagine the glory of the Lord, will protect you from behind. So if you want your wounds to heal quickly, look at all the different things. It says, feed the hungry, give shelter to the homeless, give clothes to those in need. I had a very wonderful shopping experience. Men, are there any guys that like to go shopping with their wives? Zero hand. Oh, one, there's one in the back. Well, let me just tell you the story about my favorite shopping trip. Many of you guys know that we are involved with the orphanage in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Again, we support that every month because of your generosity. But there's about 45 girls up there in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Here's the orphan house. There's me and Susie. We visited. And Bangkok and Thailand is a center where it's just a mega pocket of sexual immorality and underage activity that's very inappropriate. And so these are the most vulnerable children. And so that's why there's 45 girls that we help and take care of. During one of our trips, we had a team that went up there and we realized that they needed some school clothes. So we're like, let's go to the store. Let's, you know, it was kind of like a Target or Walmart type of thing. And so they had all these clothes. And here's what was so fascinating. Never in their lives had they gone shopping for new clothes. They never had a chance to go to a store and pick out an outfit. Now, here's what was fascinating about this. Even with zero experience, every single girl knew exactly what to do. They could find their size. They knew where the dressing room was. They knew how to shop. And they just crushed it. They did an amazing job shopping with zero experience. It was an awesome time. We piled everything up, and it was just one of my favorite shopping trips ever. And it was a really, really wonderful thing. And so I am excited to go back. I am itching to go back. So if you're interested in going and visiting this orphanage in Chiang Mai, Thailand, let me know. We'd love to maybe put a trip in the calendar next year, but I think it would be a really awesome, awesome trip. So anyways, that's my story of Thailand and shopping. So continuing on, verse 9, it says, "Then when you call to the Lord will answer, 'Yes, I am here,' and he will quickly reply." Again, here's our duty. "Remove the heavy yoke from the oppressed. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be bright as noon." I'm so blessed that we have the partnership with Aguafria Food Bank. In our lobby, there's a red wagon, and you can bring food. You can bring peanut butter and jelly, spaghetti sauce, water, beans, rice. All of this just goes straight there, and Pat and Dolores do a great job kind of being our ambassadors to that program. It's right in Chandler. If somebody needs a shower, they offer shower, lunches. There's a clothing bank. And if you want a project to maybe go and check out and help serve, that is a great one. It's just right down the road, and they do an amazing job. So I love their heart, but that is really what their call is. They have accepted the call to feed the hungry and to help those in trouble. Verse 11, more promises connected to caring for the needy. Here we go. "The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the desert ruins of your city. Then you will be known as a rebuilder of the walls and a restorer of homes." This next part, I love how God says all of this, and then he transitions and he says, it's also okay to take a break. It's also okay to rest. Look at this. Verse 13, "Keep the Sabbath holy. Don't pursue your own interests that day, but enjoy the Sabbath." If you have not had a chance to enjoy the Sabbath, this is you. This is such a great gift. It says, "Speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day, and do not follow your own interest or talk idly. Then the Lord will be your delight. I will give you great honor and satisfy you with the inheritance I promised to your ancestor Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken." So when you look at the passages we just read, I kind of did some breaking down. So here's kind of what the Lord says that his responsibility, his part will be. It says that salvation will come. It says that the wounds will be healed. In the King James Version, it says, "Healing shall bring forth speedily. Be led by your righteousness. God's glory will protect you," he says. "God will answer you." I mean, look at this list. Like, I want to sign up for all of these things. "The Lord's presence will be with you. He will guide you continually." Now, that doesn't mean that he gives us a play-by-play of exactly how it's going to go down. There's some times that I would like that. But also, on the other hand, like, would you be a little scared, too, if, like, you look at the past and all that you've been through, but God continually, faithfully guides us through. Even in times of drought, your soul will be satisfied. He will strengthen your bones. He will be your delight and give you great honor. That's what God does for us. And our responsibility is this. Our instructions are to loosen the bonds of the wicked, to free those who are wrongly imprisoned, to share your bread with the hungry, to give shelter to the homeless, to clothe the naked, and to help your relatives in need. That is our part. So as you look at this, if God is stirring something right in you, be like, you know what? Oops, I'm a little guilty of messing this up. See what you can do about it this week. How can I help these people? Who's coming to mind right now? Because if there's somebody coming to mind, or maybe you have a compassion to serve or go out there and do something for the homeless or maybe take a mission trip, like talk about that to somebody. Or maybe you know a widow who just needs, you know, a chance to talk to somebody. Maybe there's a senior home that you can go and just visit with somebody. I'm not sure where God's going to lead you, but I guarantee you, if God's putting it on your heart, you are the right person for the job. Because that is our whole mantra here at Streams, is going and living your faith beyond Sunday. It's not about attending a service, but it's really about being the hands and feet of Jesus. And God is serious in this. Let me just turn your attention to Deuteronomy 14. This was like considered law. Deuteronomy 14, verses 28 and 29, it says, at the end of the third year, it says, bring the entire tithe of that year's harvest and store it in the nearest town. So a tithe, again, is 10%. So they had like 10 bushels of food. They'd give one of them to the temple because the Levites weren't allowed to own any land, and their job was to really support and manage all of caring for the needy. So that tithe would go to support the Levites and then also the people who are in need. It says, give it to the Levites who will receive no allotment of land among you. Again, their job was just to minister, as well as the foreigners living among you, the orphans and the widows in your town, so they can eat and be satisfied. Then, when you do that, then the Lord your God will bless you in all your work. That's a big promise. A couple months ago, I was driving and I was dropping off the kids. And there's a lot of traffic in that spot, so I kind of take the long way through our neighborhood to be able to cross the light and drop them off. And I had a lot on my mind that day, and I was just cruising through, and there's another school that we passed through, so there's a school zone. And we all know that the school zone, like the speed limit, drops all the way down to like 15 miles or something like that. So I imagine in my recalling that I was really thinking about Jesus and his love, thinking about all the ministry that I was going to get to do that day. I mean, my mind was somewhere totally else. And I cruise through this zone, and I look, and there's a fine officer of Avondale Police Department, and I glance at my speedometer, and I am not thinking that there is a school zone right then. I was on a whole nother page. And so I had an opportunity to meet this awesome officer. And he reminded me that school was in session and that the speed limit is posted clearly. This is the law, and you are expected to abide by it. Now, thankfully, that awesome officer let me off with a warning, and I was, again, very thankful for his grace. But it got me to think about God's law. Imagine if there was that sign posted on our street as a reminder, hey, he's serious. It's our duty to figure out how we can care for the poor, the orphans, and the widow. What if that was right by the speed limit? Like that's how mindful God is of that. Now, when I got pulled over, my kids were in the car, and they were very quick and excited to tell how I got in trouble with Mom. They did not have my back. Oh my gosh, Mama, speeding up. Hey, we get Paul out. Anyways, I still love you guys. Still love you. But I encourage everybody to follow the speed limit. But God is serious about this, and really it's a win-win deal. And the motivation is really this. We have to have the right motivation. Like, why do we care for the orphans, the needy? This is why we do it, is because of our relationship with God. I had a youth pastor. His name was Mike Corman. Here's a picture of him and his wife. And they actually moved to the orphanage in Thailand and lived there for a while as well. But I was a young guy in his youth group, and he said something that really stuck with me. He says, you can never outgive God. You can never outgive God. And I thought, you know what? Challenge accepted. Like, I was like, let's give this a try. And still today, I've never been successful in giving to God more than he has given to me. That is so true. With your time, with your talents, with your resources, care for others. It will be a blessing to you. It will be a blessing to you. I love what Rick Warren had to say. He says, without the grace of Jesus, a hopeless end. With the grace of Jesus, an endless grace. I am so thankful for God's grace. I loved how the stories were like, you know what? I got maybe baptized a long time ago, but I fell away from the Lord. I got serious, and then I fell away from the Lord again. Like, God's grace is so rich. His mercies are new every morning. So if there is shame that you're sitting in, and you're like, you know what? I know that God's forgiven me. God's saying, shake that off. Be baptized, just like the old is new. Old has been washed away, and behold, you are new. Yes. He's saying, you know what? You are forgiven. Be loved. Accept that grace. James, and I'll close with this. The worship team can come up. James 4:17 does say this. It says, hey, remember, it's a sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. I knew the speed limit was 15 miles an hour, and I knew there was a school there because I pass it all the time, but I messed up. And I was speeding, and I was reminded. And so again, there's no judgment in this, but I want this to remind you that, you know what? God is serious about blessing you. That's what it says. Then the Lord, in Deuteronomy, will bless you in all of your work. I fit in that category. So I want to be mindful of what Jesus says. And just like if you saw my kids and they were playing and there was like a rattlesnake right by them, you would intervene and you would help them because you know me. And that, again, is the motivation. It's in our response to our love of God and looking at the grace that he's poured out in our life. We all have a part to play in this. We all can do something. And even if you pray, like, that counts. I know that the prayers of my grandparents got me here today, again, with God's grace. But I know that prayers of grandparents, prayers of aunts and uncles, they work, guys. They work. God hears our prayer. So I invite you to stand as we sing one final song. And as we're singing it, I just maybe encourage you to have a conversation and thank God for his grace today. Thank God for his mercy. And then say, you know what, God, I've blown it a little bit and I need your forgiveness. And then just have the conversation of, what do you want me to do? How can I help? Because I want to be willing. I want to be willing. Let's go ahead and sing.